girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because we're going to talk about changing your freaking mind and a little about detaching from the outcome of the actions that we take as we're trying to get clarity on what it is that we're excited about and like what lights us up in life, because we just need to normalize that this is how evolution works, right? Like constantly we're evolving into a different version of us, which means sometimes the things that we wanted, we no longer want anymore, or they just don't make sense based off of season of life. And I just want to have a raw conversation because, you know, on this podcast, I like to think of us like we're girlfriends, we're chatting over spicy margaritas, although currently at the time that I'm recording this, I'm 16 weeks pregnant, so I'm drinking mocktails. But you know what I mean? Like I just like to have these real raw conversations. So I want to share with you a little life update. I also want to share with you a couple specific times in my life that I've changed my mind and how the outcome that I got wasn't what I expected, yet it turned out even better, because I think we can all use that reminder sometimes. So we're going to dig into that. But I also wanted to make sure you know, because there are so many new listeners of the show, which please like know how freaking grateful I am for you. If you listen into the show and you share it on Instagram stories, not only is it really cool because I can personally thank you if you tag me at Keisha Get Mary or at empowerher.podcast. And I love just like getting to know who's listening in, but that's what helps it get the message out, because then your girlfriends or the people that you're connected with hear about it. Or when you send it, like you text it to your girlfriends or you leave a review, it's just like, it means so much to me. So thank you for all of you who have supported the show, and thank you for the new listeners. I'm so excited that you're here. So if you're brand new, you might not know that there's a fun way for us to connect outside of this podcast that's totally free. It's my Pump Up text community. And basically how it works is I send out these little Sunday night inspo texts to you every week. It's kind of like if a fortune cookie and your saucy bestie had a baby. And also I send them out randomly throughout the week. But what's cool about it is it's a two-way street for us to communicate, right? Like, of course, you can always DM me on Instagram. I personally answer my DMs. And then Jackie on my team responds to all of the Empower Her DMs. So you can always like DM me. But the text list is cool because I've noticed a lot of you are now like sending in questions that you have or giving me feedback about different podcast episodes or what's going on in your world. So you can always text back. And whether it's me responding or Jackie will say like, Jackie here, if Jackie's responding, you will get a personal response, right? Like it's not like a computer that's responding to you. Like it's automated when the text messages go out to thousands of you that are on the list. But when I'm responding or Jackie's responding, like it's actually us, right? So that's a fun way for us to just get to connect on a different level. So if you want to join the text list, text the word start to 512-548-2728. Again, text the word start to 512-548-2728 and you'll get added onto the text list and you'll start getting those little inspo texts when they come out. Now, that being said, let's dive into today's episode. So one little life update. We just announced on social media last week that my husband and I are pregnant with a boy. And if you've listened to this show for a while, I've talked about how important it is that I show up and chase my big dreams because I've always pictured hypothetical conversations with my future kids, right? Like if you, I know there's some of you that don't want to be moms, but a lot of you are moms, or maybe you want to be in the future too. And I think about this often where I'm like, I want to be able to tell my future kids that they can do anything they want in this world. And I want them to be able to look back at me as living, breathing proof of somebody who's gone for her dreams. So that's always been a really big fuel source for me in life because I've always known that I wanted to be a mom. I just never felt like the time was right. And I know for anyone that is a parent, like you're like, well, you're never going to feel ready. I get that. But there were certain things like career-wise, marriage-wise, just like stage of life that we wanted to be at a certain place before we started trying to have kids. But for whatever reason, I don't know why, I always pictured that we were going to have a little girl. And I honestly feel like I've probably mentioned that several times on this podcast if you and I have been connected for a while, even though I knew there was a 50% chance that we would have a boy. And my husband and I did the 8-week blood test. So it's this company called Sneak Peek that we used. We looked them up and they had like 14,000 reviews of people that had done this early blood test, because I was like, I need to know the gender, because I just need to know, like, am I saying like baby boy or baby girl, and what's the name going to be? And I know some of you are very patient people that can just wait and find out like when it comes out of your hoo-ha or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so impressed by that, but I needed to know. Anyways, we find out it's a boy. And I actually posted a little video over on Instagram at Keisha Get Married, if you go check it out. But my husband and I were shocked that it was a boy. And after the shock wore off, my husband started crying. And it was so beautiful, because if we have been connected for a while, you might know that my husband lost his dad July of 2021. And they had a relationship which was kind of distant. They weren't super close throughout his entire life, but the last 12 weeks he had cancer, and we went up to Seattle, where we're both born and raised, and we were by his side in hospice, you know, every single day until he passed. Especially Sina, my husband, was like literally like physically at hospice every single day for like all hours of the day. And while he was there, they got really close. And it was almost like, I don't know if you've ever had this experience where sometimes something that's so life-altering really jolts someone that they change drastically. And the way that we thought of it is like this cancer jolted his dad so badly that he actually became the true essence of who he really was. He became more emotional and more expressive, and they ended up just having this really beautiful relationship for the last 3 months of his life. And while, of course, we wish that we had more years with him, it's almost like the cancer was what jolted him so much for us to really get to know him on a different level. And then he passed. So when we found out we were having a little boy, the first thing that my husband said when he got really emotional about it is he was like, I'm going to get to have a father-son relationship that was cut short with our son. And I mean, imagine someone say like your husband saying that to you or something. I just started bawling and I was like, wow, this is so special. And then I started getting really excited about being a boy mom, and I'm a really adventurous, high energy person. So I was just like, if we have this little boy that's just like running around like crazy all the time and wants to like roll around in the dirt, like I can't wait to do that. And we got really pumped. So definitely a shock at first. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that before, but like, I'm really excited. So that's my little life update, is my husband and I are having a baby boy. And then we also just closed on our first house, which I updated you guys a little bit on this podcast that, you know, we have been focusing heavily on building up our real estate portfolio the last 16 months, really, buying investment properties, buying Airbnbs. And that's really like our second business that we're building. So I have my business with the Empower Her brand. And then my husband left dentistry for us to build up this second business, which is more real estate investing. So I'm definitely involved in that. And I kind of like split my time between the Empower Her brand and what we're doing, which now we have an Instagram account that we're sharing more about our journey at the Getz Invest, G-H-E-T-S, like Get Mary, our last name. So you can go check it out over there if you're interested in real estate. But anyway, we just closed on our first house for us. And we had been putting in so many offers. And I know there are some of you that are in this season of life where you're putting in offers on houses and you're like, oh my gosh, is this freaking ever going to work out? And we were getting our offers rejected. We were going to so many showings. And I kept saying over and over again, it's this or something better. Because our offer would get rejected. And I was like, no, okay, it's this or something better. And we ended up finding a property that my husband was on Zillow. This is just like a fun tip if you're looking for a house too. My husband was on Zillow, and instead of looking for houses to buy, we had this very specific area that we wanted to live here in Denver, and we had like a little like, you know, drawing like a circle around it on the map, and he looked for houses to rent in that area, and we ended up finding this house. We had our friend Nick, who is also our agent for our primary home, we had him call, and the guy agreed to sell. So we put in an offer, and there were no other offers because the house wasn't for sale on the market. And that's how we ended up finding our primary house. So we just closed on that. And we have a couple weeks, depending upon when you're listening into this episode, we have a couple weeks before we move in, like around June 10th is when we're going to move into our new house, because we're making some updates like paint, flooring, redoing the kitchens, bathrooms, our backyard. So we're doing some like cosmetic updates to it. So big change, like transition season of life. And why I'm sharing all the backstory with you is because, again, I think of us like we're girlfriends, and I love updating you on what's going on, and I love hearing what's going on in your world. But that has me thinking often, like when I'm in a big transition season, it has me thinking about what's coming next, right? And I'm a very forward-thinking person. I get really excited about the direction that I'm heading. And I have this contrast where I'm constantly trying to be present where my feet are, but then I also am really, really excited. I don't spend a lot of time thinking to the past. I get just really excited about the future because I feel like the best days are to come for all of us, for you too, right? And anyway, that being said, I have been thinking a lot about Empower Her and the brand and the direction of where I want to go. And I shared on Instagram stories a few days ago that this Empower Her Live, our huge event, if you're not familiar, this is our huge personal development event for hundreds of women from all across the country that come together in person. And this year we're doing it in Denver, September 22nd through the 24th. It's a 3-day event. It kicks off on Friday with a live podcast and then this epic welcome reception, like mingle. And what's so cool about it is there are actually a lot of women that come to this event that don't know anybody that's at the event. Like last year, there were so many women that were like, all right, Kaish, I'm just buying a ticket. I don't know anyone. I'm scared. I hope that it's going to be okay going into a room of hundreds of women that I don't know. And they came out with so many incredible friends, like friendships that were formed in the room. You also get access to like a Facebook community for attendees. So a lot of people meet before the event actually kicks off. And sometimes like strangers are literally getting hotel rooms together to make friends and also to cut down on costs and stuff. And it was so cool to see last year at this mingle party, like all of these people connecting with each other, because that's what it's really all about, right? Is we have amazing keynote speakers and panels and all this stuff that we curate, and it's super fun and high vibe, but it's also about you getting physically in the room with other women that care about leveling up in whatever aspect of their life they want to. Some women are entrepreneurial, some aren't. Some are podcasters, some aren't. Some are moms, some aren't. Some are in a season of life where they're going through a tough, like, season of grief or a tough season in their marriage, or they're just trying to figure out like what they want to do. Like they're lacking clarity, right? We have like a lot of teachers that often come to this event. Anyways, beside the point, Friday night of this 3-day event kicks off with a live podcast, which is so fun, and then a mingle party. And then Saturday we do a super huge high vibe workout, which is so cool. Of course, it's totally optional if you don't want to do a workout, but it's really fun. And then all day Saturday is a combination of keynote speakers, like powerhouses like Trent Shelton, and then panels, and then like breakouts for you to get to connect with other women in the room. So like the whole event is curated all day Saturday, and then Sunday from 9 to 2, action-packed of just all of these opportunities to get a fire like lit under your booty, but also in you to remind you what you're capable of. And the whole idea with Empower Her is, yes, it's this like, come with me, let's figure out life together type of community. So women there are so open and so inclusive, and everybody really values transparency. So it's just like a really fun event. But also, it's just creating the space for you to get to think about like what you might want next in your life or what area of your life, because everybody has different aspects of their life that they're wanting to like grow in. And it just lets you like self-reflect in a container with women that just get it, you know? So then all day Saturday, like I said, is action-packed. Saturday night, we do a special like exclusive VIP night for those that are VIP ticket holders. And then Sunday, it goes from 9 to 2. Similar flow to Saturdays, but we have lots of fun surprises and stuff because this is our last ever event. And that's what I shared on Instagram stories. I got a lot of feedback that people that were like, what? Why would this ever be your last Empower Her Live event? And because I always want to keep it real with you, this is why. First is because if you've ever planned an event with like 700 women, it is a lot of effort that goes into it. It's also very proactive. For any of you that are listening into this, like maybe you specifically that have been married, if you had a 100-person wedding, like imagine that times 7, but it's not like you can be like, oh, Uncle Larry, sorry, I messed up on your plate. You like, you know, you got the chicken instead of the steak. It's 700 women that are paying good money to come to this event, plus all the keynote speakers, plus all the sponsors. Like it's a lot that goes into it. And I'm so grateful and I love it. I absolutely love it. It's my favorite thing I've ever done career-wise. Was last year's event. So I cannot even wait for this year's event when, by the way, I will be 34 weeks pregnant. Holler! Oh my God, I'm so excited about that part because you never see 34-week pregnant women on stages, let alone hosting a 3-day event. So I just want to show people like that's totally possible if that's what you want. And I might be like waddling around, but you know, whatever, we'll make it work. Anyways, beside the point, is I just really am so excited because I know that this is going to be so transformative for a lot of people, but I also know that at any point in time, I too am allowed to change my mind. And I was just thinking about this season of life that we're in where, you know, I'm going to have a brand new baby. I have no idea what it's like to have a brand new baby. I have no idea what that experience will be like. I do know for sure that I want to continue growing this brand and this podcast. And I have so many ways and so many ideas of things that I want to do to serve women in a massive way. Girl, I've got to tell you, right before I started recording this episode, I was sipping on some green juice with ice, and I was thinking to myself how freaking good it is. And I don't know about you, but I used to think that green juices tasted like crap, like you were licking grass, or it was something that you had to get the nutrients out of, so you just plug your nose and chug it like you're at a frat party or something. But I don't really want to do that anymore. So I found Organifi's a few years ago, and I've been using it literally every single day. Maybe you've heard me talk about it here on the podcast or seen it on Instagram stories, but I'll either have it first thing in the morning, like on an empty stomach, just to kind of detox my body, reduce stress, reset my morning, or I'll have it like mixed into my shake after my workout or my morning walk, just like blended in with the protein. I love Organifi's protein. Or sometimes I'll have it in the afternoon when I want something that's really healthy and yummy and refreshing, but doesn't have caffeine. And then also because I'm pregnant right now, I've noticed I've been craving fudgesicles sometimes. So I'm just trying to like balance out the green juice with the fudgesicles. You know what I mean? But anyway, the green juice tastes bomb. It's got a bunch of superfoods in it. In fact, I actually wanted to share with you three of them today. First, Moringa, which has been nicknamed the miracle plant for its ability to nourish and fight disease. It's got vitamins, minerals, essential amino acids, antioxidants, detoxifying, anti-inflammatory, hormone balancing, and it supports digestive health. So, I mean, that feels like a good thing to have. Plus, you've probably heard ashwagandha, which helps with the response that your body has to stress and maintaining normal cortisol levels, which is so freaking important. And then another thing I love is chlorella because it's freshwater algae, which to me sounds like it would taste absolutely disgusting because it's so super nutrient rich and high in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and it's a good liver supporter. But I think it's really cool because the way that they blend this juice together with a little bit of lemon in it too, it just tastes really great. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. You're just going to have to try it. But if you head to Organifi.com/Keisha, that's Organifi.com/Keisha, or use code Keisha, it gets you 20% off any of their products that I think you're really going to love. And you're also going to be supporting the show too. So if you snag the green juice or something else, definitely let me know. I always love hearing what you think. Now, without further ado, let's dive back into the show. But I don't want the responsibility of booking a venue a year out and planning a massive event like that when I have a newborn baby. And I thought about it, and to honestly, like, I was feeling some resistance because a lot of times when you're planning a big event, you're also thinking, am I going to sell tickets for the next year's event at that event? And when I thought about that, I was feeling resistance towards that. And that sounds really strange because, like, if you were at the first Empower Her live event, you know, like, I literally hugged every single person that was there. I was like lit up the entire time. It was the coolest thing I've ever done in my career. And I just cannot even wait to do it again. But I was like, why am I feeling resistance around doing an Empower Her Live 2024? And I just couldn't figure it out because the experience of doing the event and getting to see all the women there connecting was so cool. I was like, it's because I'm moving into a new season and I don't know that version of me yet. And I don't want to commit to something for that version of me when I don't know what she wants, right? And I also do have ideas of things that I might want to do to serve a demographic that's connected to the stage of life that I might be in. So more to come on that. But I first had to kind of acknowledge that I wanted to make a change. And why I'm sharing this with you is because maybe there's something in your life right now that we need to just like acknowledge that you're feeling some resistance around it. Maybe it's your career path. Maybe it's you not really wanting to apply for that promotion that you think you should want. Maybe it's you not feeling excited about the city that you live in, or maybe the relationship that you're in, or just not feeling pumped about a trip that you're planning with some girlfriends when you're really like, gosh, I just wish that I could be around more expansive people that have different conversations, or whatever it is that you might be feeling resistance around. I think that's a really beautiful thing to dig into. Instead of wishing away the resistance, I noticed myself starting to lean into the resistance. I was like, why am I not thinking big picture? Because the prior version of me was thinking big picture of like what 2024 would be like, what like arena would we sell out in, you know, in Denver for Empower Her Live 2024. And I wasn't asking myself those questions. I wasn't thinking about Empower Her Live 2024. And I had to explore that. Right. And I had to ask myself, like, what is it? And for me, it doesn't take away from my excitement for this year. I'm so freaking pumped about this year. In fact, I'm even more pumped knowing that we're not going to do it again. So for those of you that have been like on the fence of like, should I come to Empower Her Live? Imagine how much heart and soul and energy and effort and hype and excitement I'm going to put into this event, because it's literally our last one. So like, if you haven't snagged your ticket, check the show notes, or you can go to empowerherlive2023.com, snag your ticket, be in that freaking room, because again, it's our last one. And like, you don't even like, my vision for this year is like, let's go even harder because we're not doing this again, right? But that being said, I had to really think about that. And then after acknowledging that, I had to think about, what am I making this mean? Because for a second there, because I want to keep it really real with you, I was like, well, if I'm not the girl that hosts these huge, massive events, and you know, if I don't do Empower Her Live, then like, what's my thing? What do I do? And I started to like get into this panic of like an identity thing. And I've noticed that sometimes we do that, right? Maybe you can connect with this, where, well, if I'm not a director of marketing and I want to go start my own business, then like, who am I, right? Or if I'm not a lawyer anymore, my husband struggled with this when he left dentistry. If I'm not a dentist anymore, then who am I? Because often we can put pressure or association with labels that we have, or even things that we do. I felt this a little bit at the end of 2022 when we decided to close our podcast programs, because I had helped hundreds of women launch podcasts and grow and scale and monetize their shows, that I would have people reaching out to me like, oh, you're the girl that helps podcasters. And when I decided that I felt resistance and I didn't want to do that anymore, I was like, well, why am I feeling this resistance? Oh, because it's time to make a change. Okay. Well, that means that now I'm not this girl. So who do I want to be? So I just want you to like think about this in your own life. If you're starting to feel this pressure that's very self-imposed, where you're tying too much to a title of something that you do or a role that you have, right? Like, even if you love being a parent, you're not just a parent. You're a person and a parent. Even if you love being a wife, you're not just a wife. That's one component of who you are as a person. Even if you love a program that you're, you know, running because you're an entrepreneur, or something, a product that you sell, that's one thing that you do. You're multifaceted, right? You're a person who has all of these different components to her. So don't put so much emphasis on one single aspect of you, because it does make it more difficult to change, right? So first it's acknowledging it. Why am I feeling this resistance? Getting curious about this resistance. And then number two, it's asking yourself, like, am I putting too much pressure on myself and attaching meaning where meaning doesn't need to be attached? Because it's just one part of who you are, not who you are at your core. And then for me, at least, especially with a huge event like this that so many women are raving fans of, I knew that if I said that this was going to be our last event, that I'm going to let some people down. But what I've learned is, at least from my personal experience, I believe that our role here on this planet is to be a testimony of also what's possible for other people, right? With whatever vision you have for your life. And for me, I don't want to be an example of someone who's willing to constantly let herself down in order to not let other people down, right? I'm going to be raising a little boy, but I don't want him to see his mom with all of these people-pleasing tendencies where she doesn't take care of herself because she's constantly pouring into everybody else, because that's what he's going to think someone has to be like. I don't want to model that to him, right? Just like I don't want to be that example to my girlfriends. Like, I don't want to be that example to any of you that listen into this podcast. Like, I think our goal here, at least my goal here, I should say, is that like, I want to do the things that light me the F up, because I want to be an example of someone who's lit the F up and excited about what I feel excited about. And sometimes that means that I'm going to let other people down. Whether that's closing a program, whether that was, you know, when we first, my husband and I both grew up in Seattle and we moved to New York City for him to go to dental school. And after he graduated dental school, a lot of our family and friends thought we were going to move back to Seattle. And we decided to instead move to San Diego. And we let some people down, but we didn't let ourselves down, right? And we've got only one shot here on this planet. So I just feel like we've got to do things that are hell yeses to us, even if some people don't understand it. We've got to honor the vision that we have for ourselves, and we've got to think about a future version of us, right? Because like, Another thing that I've thought a lot about as an entrepreneur, and I know not everyone's entrepreneur that listens into this podcast, but maybe you are, where I think a lot about how my choices as a business owner are impacting me 1 year from now. And I mean, you can think about this even if you're not an entrepreneur. Like, how is you showing up to this job that you have impacting you 1 year from now? Is it getting you closer to this ideal life of how you want to spend your Wednesdays or what you want to feel like in your job? Or is it getting you further away from it? Because sometimes we have these seasons where we need to grind it out, right? Maybe you are in law school right now. I don't know why I keep thinking of lawyers, but like maybe you're in law school right now and you're studying for the bar. Like you have to take the bar. You have to pass the bar in order for you to become a lawyer, right? So maybe you're just in that grind season. You can't just like opt out. Like that's part of the requirements in order to get you there. Maybe you're in that season right now where there's like taxes that you're doing and you're a CPA or whatever it is. Like you're in a season where you're really, really hustling and that's required for this season, but it is contributing to where you want to be a year from now because it opens up doors for a future version of you. But some of you, you're going through the motions in your job right now and you don't like it. And what you're doing now is not getting you closer to where you want to be a year from now. And maybe it's just that you need to try something on the side or you need to get curious. Like maybe you need to reach out to somebody on LinkedIn and you need to ask them about their job or their career path or something that you're mildly curious in because you want to be excited about your life. And if you don't like what you're doing or how you're spending your time, is what you're doing now getting you closer to where you want to be a year from now? And if it's not, girl, it's your responsibility to do something about this. And it doesn't have to be quit your job and jump and hope the net will appear. I never want to be an example of that. I've never done that, right? Even as an entrepreneur, I worked at Google and I built my first business on the side before and after work while I worked full-time at Google. Once my side business surpassed my full-time income, that's when I put in my notice and we had a good chunk of runway, right? Like I never did the thing where I just jumped and like hoped that it would work out. That's not my story at all, right? And I think sometimes we get a lot of pressure from like the external world is like, that's what we should do. Like you have one shot here, like quit your job if you hate it. And it's like, okay. I mean, in some case scenarios, like if you're in a really toxic environment and you can afford to do it and it makes sense for your, like for your lifestyle and like for your family. But I think most of us, we can get another stream of fulfillment from starting something on the side that we're mildly curious about. Even if that starting the thing on the side is us just starting to brainstorm about other career options or brainstorming about just something else that we can add to our life that will create more fulfillment and joy. You know what I mean? So anyways, that being said, when I was thinking about my entrepreneurial career, I was realizing like I've been a full-time entrepreneur since April 10th of 2015. And, you know, what's really beautiful about being an entrepreneur is I have creativity to create whatever type of business I want, right? I wanted to be an entrepreneur because although there's different problems that you have to deal with as an entrepreneur, like a lot more pressure on you when you are the one that's providing for yourself, right? And you don't clock out, like you constantly think about your business if you're an entrepreneur, just part of it. And I love those problems. I'd pick those problems over the alternative problems. But that does mean that I also have this opportunity to think, how am I building my business? And is it creating the lifestyle that I want to have a year from now? And when I thought about this, I was like, 1 year from now, I would be in the heat of planning our next big live event, which every year it's grown in terms of attendees, which is so freaking cool. But I was like, do I want to be planning this massive event and committing to something that's a year ahead of time? And it just didn't feel aligned for me. And I was like, okay, I think it's just time to release that. And why I'm sharing all this behind the like scene stuff is because this is what I would be chatting with you about if you asked me about this. And we were girlfriends, like having spicy margaritas together, because people aren't willing to talk about it when they're in it often. And that's the whole freaking reason that I started this podcast. I started this at the end of 2018 because I was so confused about what I wanted next in my life. I was working this business. Most of you guys know, if you've listened in for a while, it was in network marketing. I was building this business that I know, like in my core, I knew it did not feel aligned for me anymore, but I didn't know what the heck was next. So I thought, what if I start a podcast and I start to build this come with me, let's figure out life together community. And then I'll just figure out what those women in the community want for me. And I'll just create those products, programs, services, offers, events, whatever. And that's what I did. And I showed up in a really transparent way. And, you know, if I felt lost or confused, I'd find somebody that wrote a book about that and I'd bring them on the show and interview them. And that's really how this entire brand started and has been built over the last 4.5 years now of showing up twice a week, just sharing my life in real time with you. And so I just really, I value transparency. And I feel like if you and I have been connected for a while, then you probably do too, which is why I want to share with you kind of how I came to this conclusion and just remind you that it's okay if you love something and you loved it for a season or you had a vision for your life and it changes because you changed or the circumstances in your life changed. And I have no idea what it's going to be like when I'm a mom, right? And I mean, I do know that I am super ambitious. So like, I'm definitely going to build a big ass business still and make a lot of impact as a mom. I just don't, I've never had the vision of wanting to be a stay-at-home mom. Some people do, and that's totally cool. But for me, I've always had the vision of wanting to just like strap on my baby and like bring it with me to different locations. And, you know, we'll see how that all evolves. I'll figure it out as I go. But why I'm sharing this with you is because I think sometimes we get caught up in what we're known for, what we think we've done, the sunk cost fallacy of we've spent so much time doing this, I should stay in this thing. That was what my husband had a lot of resistance with when he was leaving dentistry, because he spent 4 years in undergrad, 4 years in dental school. We spent a lot of money, a lot of time him becoming a dentist, and then he didn't love it. And obviously being married to me, I was like, quit your job. Like, it's okay. And we were fortunate that he could because I had a business, right, that could support both of us. And I feel so grateful for that. And I know he does too. But it's like that it doesn't matter how much time you've invested into something if it doesn't feel aligned for you anymore. And it doesn't matter if you're changing and you want to be a different version of you. At any point in time, you can change your mind. And that's what I just wanted to remind you of today. I know this episode was really scattered, but this is how it is like with my actual girlfriends in real life. Like when we're like walking around the city and having a coffee and chatting, it's like, this is what the conversation's like. And these are the transparent conversations that I craved so badly in 2018 when I would look at women that were doing things that I thought that maybe I would want to do, but I was like, how the hell are they doing this? Or like, oh my gosh, wait, she's doing something else. Like she's changing her mind here. And I just want to pull back the curtain. It just matters to me a lot to do that. So hopefully that can be helpful for you. And one last thing that I wanted to leave you with is sometimes we start something and then we learn very quickly that it's not the right thing for us anymore. And that in itself is important feedback, right? Maybe you try something new. Maybe you try podcasting, for example, and you're like, you know what? I don't love this. I tried it. It served me. Like I did the thing that I was scared to do and I'm proud of myself for putting myself out there, but it doesn't feel aligned for me, right? Or maybe you moved to a new city and you tried it for 6 months and you were so excited to do it, but then it didn't feel aligned for you and it just didn't feel right. So you wanted to move back to the city that you lived in previously. Like that's a beautiful like form of evolution in itself. And, you know, my husband, Sina, and I were talking about this with him specifically recently, where he had a podcast. It's called Get Investing Podcast. And he did it for a while, like a few months. He was consistently showing up twice a week to his podcast. And he came to me a week or two ago. I feel like sometimes my brain's like, but he came to me a week or two ago and he was like, Kaish, I really want to continue sharing our journey of real estate investing. And I feel like I'm helping a lot of people, but I really miss having you as part of it. Like it was so fun doing this together because he kind of took that podcast and went on his own and did it. And I was like, I'd be interested in like starting something up with you again. Like I'd be interested in talking more about our journey. So we changed our Instagram to The Getz Invest, like G-H-E-T-S, like I mentioned, to start talking about our real estate journey. And he stopped doing his podcast temporarily. And I think we might relaunch it together and do something where we're kind of like husband and wife taking people along and do a little bit of a different like remix on it. I'll keep you in the loop when we figure that out. But I said to him, I was like, awesome. You did it for a certain, like, it's not a failure. If you don't keep moving forward, you loved it. You learned so much, you grew so much. And then you got the clarity that this is not what you want to do anymore. And that's totally cool too. So why I'm sharing this like hodgepodge of all these random thoughts that are coming through, is because I just like, I care about you. And I don't want you to ever put so much pressure on yourself to constantly have this linear progression of success. That's just not realistic, right? Like you're going to have ups and downs. Like if you've ever seen that diagram where it's like what we think success looks like, and it's this like diagonal line up the graph, when in reality, it's all these weird squiggles and like twisty turns and ups and downs. And that's what it really looks like. And that's what life looks like. And I know that you know this cognitively, but just friend to friend reminding you, you're supposed to change your mind, right? Do the thing that lights you up. And if it doesn't light you up anymore, figure out a plan to get yourself out of it, right? I love you. I'm so grateful for you. I hope this was helpful for you. If you've been thinking about snagging your ticket to Empower Her Live, honestly, just come, girl. I get it. You got to find someone to watch the kids, or you've got to call your shot on it. You've got to have your significant other help you. You've got to invest in yourself. You might have to take a day off of work. Girl, you deserve it, because it's really hard to make change in your life or get clarity or build the connections that you're craving when you're going through the motions and you're, you know, doing the same commute every single day and you're listening to the same content. You're hanging out with the same people every single weekend. Like sometimes you just need a jolt to give yourself the space. And I really, really want you there, especially because it's our last one and we're going out with a bang. We haven't announced all the speakers and all the fun things coming, but we have a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. So if you want to snag your ticket, you can head to empowerherlive2023.com. You can DM me. If you're even like one of those people that just like needs a little like kick in the booty from a friend, DM me on Instagram. I'll send you a little voice note. We'll have a conversation about it. Like I genuinely, truly care about you. So I love you and I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.